shot in the face with a rocket-propelled grenade and lived to tell about it. That's Carmen Gentile's story in Blindsided by the Taliban, his new book about covering the war in Afghanistan and the personal aftermath of that injury in 2010. The conflict journalist, who grew up in New Kensington, has reported for outlets including Time and USA Today. He spoke with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.
How does one become a war correspondent? How did you get into that?
By accident. My ambitions in college were to write and somehow have writing pay my way around the world. My first real foray into conflict reporting wasn't until 2004 when I found myself covering the coup in Haiti. That was the first time I'd ever seen any kind of real violence on the job.
How did that feel? Was that exciting? Was it just scary?
Oh, it was terrifying. It was really terrifying. And to this day, some of the things that I saw during that time in Haiti were the worst things I've ever seen.
And what made you want to continue along that path then?
Well, once you get a taste for it, it compels you to do it more.
Well, maybe that's a good time to read this excerpt from the book. You're embedded with American soldiers.
Yes, this is U.S. Armed Forces on the ground, along with Afghan forces who are there. We are in a Kunar province, which is on the border with Pakistan. We were on a foot patrol walking through this village, and it seemed as though we were not very welcome. And I will pick up there with the action. In the camera's display, I watch their eyes grow big. What is it? I look up and turn toward the direction of their gazes. Just down the road, a dozen yards or so, there's a man standing alone. He's facing us and carrying something on his shoulder. What the? A moment's confusion followed by dread-induced clarity. He's shouldering a rocket launcher that's pointed right at us. Whoosh! A rapidly approaching beeline of smoke races from his shoulder, followed by the rushing sound of blasting air. At the head of the smoke trail, a conical green rocket is screaming right for me. A few seconds of mayhem shatters into a million distinct moments of dread as I watch my approaching death.
You were actually hit in the face, in the head, by this rocket-propelled grenade. Somehow did not die.
Well, he had fired from such a close distance that the rocket did not have enough time to arm itself, but it did wallop me right in the side of the head and blinded me instantly in my right eye and shattered all these bones in the side of my face, requiring that I have major facial reconstructive surgery and several surgeries to repair and save my eye.
Do you have full vision out of it now?
I don't have full vision out of my eye.
And so your book, Blindsided by the Taliban, more or less starts with this episode of you getting shot in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of it spins off from that. It's about your physical recovery from that, but also a lot of the personal things
you
were going through on this journey. As a journalist, you're trained to sort of tell other people's stories. Did it feel sort of unnatural to make yourself the story in this case?
It did at first. I, in my initial effort, tried to write it almost as a straight news piece. But what I noticed in that first draft and what others noticed is that the story was lacking heart. You couldn't tell this story without being as honest with myself and with the reader as I could be. And that was what I was striving for, which is why some of the episodes in the book may seem shocking, or they definitely read as being a little off color, but that's life.
You describe in the book having essentially PTSD after this episode, and yet you went back to Afghanistan. Can you explain that decision?
You know, I didn't want what happened to me to define the rest of my life. And to a great degree, I knew that if I didn't go back, that it was going to be the defining moment of my life.
The book is Blindsided by the Taliban. The author is Carmen Gentile. Carmen, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Carmen Gentile now lives in Croatia with his wife, a journalist, and their young daughter. This Wednesday, he reads from his book, Blindsided by the Taliban, at the White Whale Bookstore in Bloomfield.